And now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday the 28th of January. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Shannon, Rockall, Hebrides, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Ireland 962 expected, Humber 983 by 1800 Tuesday. Low Viking 970 losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Viking, becoming southeasterly 4 to 6. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty. Cyclonic 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. 4th, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 4 or 5, fair, good. Tyne, Dogger, south, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, rain, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight, Humber, south 5 or 6, occasionally 7, except in Fisher, backing southeast 4 or 5, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 in Humber, showers, good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, White, southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west or northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in White, showers, good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth, southwest veering northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Plymouth, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, southwesterly veering northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first in south, thundery showers, moderate, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, northwesterly 6 to gale 8, backing southwesterly 5 to 7, but 3 to 5 in south, showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, west veering northwest 7 to severe gale 9, backing southwest 6 to gale 8, thundery showers, moderate, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, west veering northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 except in Lundy, backing southwest 4 to 6, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northwest 5 to 7, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, Rockall, northwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, northeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Hebrides, backing northwest 4 to 6, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, northeast 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland, southeasterly becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree automatic, northeast 4, 30 miles, 974, rising. Stornoway, northeast by east 5, recent rain, 15 miles, 978, rising. Lerwick, northeast 7, rain, 19 miles, 979, rising slowly. Wick automatic, northeast 4, recent precipitation, 8 miles, 979, rising. Aberdeen, north 1, recent fog, 3 miles, 977, rising. Lookers, north, northeast 2, 22 miles, 976, rising. Boomer, northwest 1, 7 miles, 976, rising. Bridlington, southeast, south by east 5, 977, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south, southwest 8, 5 miles, 986. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, south, southwest 8, 5 miles, 983. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, southwest by south 5, 981, falling slowly. Jersey, southwest by south 6, recent rain, 8 miles, 984, falling more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south by west 7, 1 mile, 979. Scilly automatic. West southwest 6, recent precipitation 5 miles, 974 rising. Milford Haven, south southwest 6, recent rain 7 miles, 968 falling more slowly. Aberporth, south by west 6, rain 6 miles, 969 falling slowly. Valley, south southeast 5, slight rain 1 mile, 969 rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southeast by south 4, 11 miles, 972 rising more slowly. Valentia, northwest 5, slight rain 5 miles, 973 rising very rapidly. Ronald's Way, east southeast 5, recent precipitation 8 miles, 970 rising slowly. Malin Head, northeast 6, slight drizzle 2 miles, 972, rising. And Macrahanish automatic, east 4, heavy drizzle 1 mile, 972, rising. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday the 28th of January. The general situation, a deep low over the Celtic Sea will move northeast over the North Sea during Tuesday. Then an Atlantic low will move east or southeast towards northwest France on Wednesday. Strong winds or gales with occasional rain and showers will affect the coastal waters during the next couple of days. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northeast becoming cyclonic, 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time over Orkney. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable, 4 or less, becoming north, 4 or 5, then cyclonic, 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then north backing west later 4 or 5. Rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south 5 or 6, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4, then northwest 4 to 6, occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in southeast, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, then westerly 5 to 7 later. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, veering westerly 5 to 7, showers, fair later, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west or northwest 5 to 7. Squally showers, fair later, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southwesterly, veering northwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in west, backing westerly 4 to 6 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwest veering northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Ormhead, including St George's Channel. Cyclonic 4 or 5, becoming northwest 5 to 7, backing west 5 or 6 later. Rain or squally showers, fair later, good, occasionally poor. Great Ormhead to the Mull of Galloway, southeast 4 to 6, backing northeast 3 to 5, then northwest 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, fair later, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, southeast 4 or 5, backing north 5 or 6, then west or northwest later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northwest 4 to 6, rain then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, easterly backing northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in the North Channel. Rain then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, northeast 4 to 6, backing northwest 4 or 5, showers, good. And Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, northeasterly 5 or 6, backing northwesterly 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally poor. And the Shetland Isles, northeast 6 to gale 8, veering east 4 or 5 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin.
What advice would you give your younger self? That's the question I pose each week.
I'd tell my younger self who's going to win the FA Cup or the Grand National.
Pete Doherty was warm and thoughtful.
So we throw ourselves into music, into theatre, anything that utilises creative energies.
Chiwetel Ejiofor was, well, very impressive.
I went up to Steven Spielberg, I remember, and started sort of talking about how I thought the scene might go.
Young Again, with me, Kirsty Young. Catch the conversation so far on BBC Sounds. And we conclude on Radio 4 next Tuesday morning at 9.
Where we say goodbye for the night, as I'm just about to hand over to the BBC World Service, who'll keep you company through the night. This is Kelsey Bennett at Broadcasting House in London. From me and Vigi Ellis in the newsroom, have a quiet and restful night. Good night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. This is Andrew Peach with Business Matters from the BBC. Today we're live in Virginia and Delhi. And on the way, the biggest single day loss in US market history caused by an AI chatbot.
It does what OpenAI's ChatGPT does. It does what Google's Gemini does. It basically allows you to enter a question, a prompt, and it delivers a comprehensive answer.
We'll ask why everyone was downloading DeepSeek, but the market didn't seem to notice until now, and whether it marks the end of US dominance in AI. As Colombia breathes a sigh of relief, it's not in a trade war with the US. What have we learned about the power of Donald Trump threatening tariffs? And why Coca-Cola has recalled some of its canned and bottled drinks in Europe? Those stories on the way in Business Matters after the latest news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The US chipmaker Nvidia has suffered the biggest single-day loss in US market history, almost $600 billion, as investors respond to the development of a low-cost AI chatbot by Chinese company DeepSeek. There were big losses too for Nvidia's rival Broadcom. President Trump said DeepSeek should be a wake-up call for the US tech industry.
This is very unusual when you hear a DeepSeek, when you hear somebody come up with something. We always have the ideas. We're always first. So I would say that's a positive. That could be very much a positive development. So instead of spending billions and billions, you'll spend less and you'll come up with hopefully the same solution.
The government of the Democratic Republic of Congo has announced that the army now controls most of Goma in the country's east. It says the military had dealt a major blow to the Rwandan-backed M23 rebels. However, the rebels continue to claim they control Goma. At least 17 people are reported to have been killed and nearly 400 others injured in the ongoing clashes. A spokesman for the Congolese government, Patrick Muyaya Katembwe, urged people to remain indoors.
As we speak, bombs are already falling on hospitals and the population is terrorised because the aim is clearly to sow terror. Yesterday, bombs were already falling on centres for displaced people, and that is why we want to urge all the people in Goma to stay sheltered, stay home, and refrain from committing acts of vandalism or looting.
Poland has hosted a day of somber ceremonies to mark 80 years since the liberation of the Nazis' most notorious death camp, Auschwitz-Birkenau. About 50 Holocaust survivors braved freezing temperatures to attend the commemorations. One said she was still haunted by the desperate cries of